This is Boise State Public Radio News, and this is our weekday public affairs program, Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael, in for Gemma Gaudette. So, believe it or not, 10 years, cryptocurrencies burst into the commercial market 10 years ago when Bitcoin was introduced. The idea was to create a system of online banking that was universal, and virtually untraceable. There are nearly 40,000 different forms of cryptocurrencies available, and their values fluctuate with market forces, much like traditional currencies. Now, the same technologies being used to distribute and manage these online dollars are being used to encourage STEM education in the classroom. Joining us to talk about cryptocurrencies and how the tech is being used in schools is Jesse McCusker, founder of the Idaho Crypto Group, and Corey Rockmore, also a group member. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So, Jesse, even though it's been around 10 years and we read about it in both the economic pages and in the cultural arts pages, give us the layman's definition of cryptocurrency.
It stems in kind of two folds, because crypto wouldn't actually be anything without the blockchain itself. And so they do go hand in hand. Blockchain itself is a decentralized public ledger that facilitates irrefutable peer-to-peer transactions and even smart contracts, which lends to highly secure transactions. By doing that itself and security-based, it naturally lends to currencies itself.
So blockchain is an integral part of the cryptocurrency
world. That's
right.
Think of it as the railroad track that cryptocurrency and Bitcoin is the train that it travels upon. And because of the security, it allows for peer-to-peer transactions without the need for trust, because it really isn't a factor anymore. It's irrefutable. Along with there's some security things and transparency, you can literally do it very quickly and very fast.
Do you really feel that trust is out of the market? You know, people used to worry and have a run on the banks, but do you feel that because of blockchain technology?
Because of the open ledger transaction, you can actually look up any cryptocurrency wallet, say Bitcoin or things like that, for the most part, and you can see any transactions that's happened. You may not know who it was or where it went, but you can see everything at that point, whether something was stolen from an address because of frivolous passwords or things like that. You can see it. Unlike centralized systems where one guy's in control, it is distributed everywhere.
Andrew Fisher's our producer today. How would someone like him purchase one of these?
There's a lot of ways to actually purchase cryptocurrency. And in fact, up until a few years ago, it was mostly done either peer-to-peer. Somebody had some for sale, somebody was buying some. There's a lot of ways now on different websites, including ATMs locally here in Idaho.
Bitcoin ATMs. Two of them. Where?
Well, actually, it's kind of a cool story. There's one at the Boise Tech Mall, and there's one over on the corner of Fairview and Liberty. But to add to that, Coinstar machines now that you can put your change into, you can actually purchase your Bitcoin there and a lot of other places online with your credit card. So it is readily available in many different places. And it's actually surprising, if you just type in where to find Bitcoin, you're going to be absolutely shocked at how many places you can find it.
Jesse McCusker, and I'd like to hear from Corey Rockmore as well. Jesse, on the back of your phone, you've got that Bitcoin image people may have seen before. It looks like a dollar sign and a B. Corey, tell us about the group, Idaho Crypto Group. What do they do?
So we educate people, and we help, in any way that we can, be it tech support, be it getting you into crypto, where you can spend your crypto. We just started out basically with the need that people have for how to use it, where to go, how do I buy it, like you said, to begin with. There's a lot of questions going in that takes a lot of time to learn as a beginner, but if we can kind of streamline that and help people and where to go and how to do it in a safe environment.
So in our hypothetical example, Andrew Fisher comes to you and, you have education purpose. You let him know what to do. What will then he use cryptocurrencies to do?
Well, that's a great question, actually, because you can do so many things with it now. One of the first things that most guys got started, they were just either holding it or using it to actually make trades, similar like the stock markets. Guys will come in, hey, I want to buy a couple $100 worth and learn how to trade. Some guys come in because they literally just want to buy it so they can buy things on the websites and different types of things online, because there's a lot of places that accept it online. And some places only accept cryptocurrency. So if you want to buy from their website, you have to go get some.
So our listeners are thinking, aren't those nefarious sites that only accept cryptocurrency? And your answer is?
Not necessarily at all. And in fact, there's a lot of nefarious websites that accept regular money as well. A lot of people prefer to actually accept cryptocurrency due to eliminating chargebacks, which seems to be a massively growing problem, which is about $25 billion issue a year, where people can buy things with their credit card, receive the item, you know, submit a chargeback and keep the item and their funds. So a lot of businesses are actually moving towards cryptocurrency because it is irrefutable. Once a transaction is sent, it cannot be reversed at that point in time. So the responsibility is in the user itself.
We're speaking with Jesse McCusker of the Idaho Crypto Group and Corey Rockmore, a group member. We also want to talk in a moment about STEM education.
Sure.
But I wanted to drill down. You used the word irrefutable a few times now. What do you mean by that?
Well, once it can't be disputed at that point in time. Once I send a transaction with cryptocurrency itself, whether it be Bitcoin or any other of the cryptos, once you send it to an address, there's no way you're going to either, you know, get it back, or you can't even submit automatic payments or say like a monthly payment as a business. It has to be manually submitted every transaction itself when you send out a payment. So that way you don't have issues with somebody hacking into your system and, you know, sending payments out like on a credit card. Mm-hmm. They get your bank account number, you're kind of screwed. And same thing in cryptocurrency as well. If you are frivolous with your passwords and leave them on your counter and somebody logs into your account, same thing can happen. But once a transaction's sent, it's not coming back.
In the time remaining, I wanted to jump into STEM education in Idaho. But first, on the market, last Thursday, the cryptocurrency market shed about $10 billion in value. And you know, if you Google Bitcoin losses, you'll find a lot of ways on how people can mitigate their 2018 losses on taxes.
Right.
From an investment standpoint, are these long-term investments? They seem to be a little complicated short-term investments.
These are definitely all long-term investments. In fact, we like to look at this as a three-step program. And most markets have take this step itself. You have the smart money that comes in first. Same thing with the internet and the dot-com. Smart money came in, then the institutions came in, then the masses hit, and then the profit was there at that point in time. We're still in the smart money phase. Institutions are getting set up. That's why we're starting to see a lot of businesses.
So how do you look at the 2018 losses? Is this part of the growing pains?
I don't see any losses at this point in time. When you go back and look at Bitcoin, you could get 10 of them for a penny.
Go back to the start, yeah.
Sure, absolutely. So if we go back each year, if you bought in at the peak of it, yeah, you're probably going to see some loss. But at that point in time, if you bought 10 Bitcoin at that point, you still have 10 Bitcoin. Just the value has changed a bit. So it's just a matter of holding on and waiting for the next boom to start pushing forward, which we're about to see very quickly.
And why do you say that? What forces cause a cryptocurrency's value to change?
Usually it's the people. What they're doing, the excitement last year was all people driven. People really excited. They didn't want to miss out. They thought they were going to miss out. A lot of us that had been involved in crypto for a time before that just saw this as just a quick rush. We held back and made smarter choices.
I see. And in the minute remaining, how are you working with folks here in Idaho on STEM education?
That's a great question, actually. And in fact, the definition of STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. Every aspect of the blockchain and cryptocurrency fits into that subject. And in fact, the younger generations that are in college are actually demanding this technology because of the security behind it. And they're utilizing it right now with transactions and trading significantly, along with its developmental technology.
They're using it right now.
Yep, exactly.
The Idaho Crypto Group, how do people find out more about it?
Just go to our website, idahocryptogroup.com. We have tons of information there. And some beginning videos, and they can always just connect with us and send us a message, and we always sit down with anybody that needs help.
Jesse McCusker, thank you for the overview and the preview of the cryptocurrency world ahead.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
And our thanks, Corey Rockmore, as well.
Thank you.
And our thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us on Boise State Public Radio News. What do you think about the show? You can always be on Twitter at #IdahoMatters. You can email us at Boise State.edu. We'll figure it out. And our thanks to our producer, Andrew Fisher, today. We also would like to thank Rich Copeland, Samantha Wright, Hannah Gardowski, Ethan Weber, Norm Gunning, Gemma Gaudette. We'll be back tomorrow. You can hear today's program and previous interviews at our website, and you can download the podcast and the website, I get this right, Boise State Public Radio. www.boisetech.org. Thanks.